The interview.
The legislative session is over. Republicans obviously didn't get what they wanted as it relates to fixing, policing, emergency powers, taxes. Joining me on the line with his recap is State Senator Phil Fortunato, Republican from Auburn. Senator, obviously there were a lot of things on the to-do list that Republicans were not able to get done. What was the number one issue that Democrats stopped you from pushing forward?
Well, I think the number one issue is the public safety. I mean, it was really incredible how much these people really don't like police officers, to put it bluntly. The pursuit thing, the reasonable cause, probable cause for somebody's running out of a liquor store. They can't detain that person. They can't, unreasonable suspicion, go and apprehend that person and say, hey, why are you running away? Instead, they got to go into the liquor store, they got to review the evidence, and then they got to go and chase this guy who's already 3 miles away. The law enforcement issues were huge in this. I mean, we tried multiple times to fix the what's called the pursuit issue. Cop pulls you over. Right now, you don't even have to stop. You can just keep going, and there's nothing they can do about it. I mean, this is at the same time that they are telling you that, oh, don't worry about it. You could call a police officer. You don't need to have your own personal safety. We're going to limit the size of your magazines because we're only going to let you have 10 rounds. However, the bad guy, he could have as many rounds as he wants. But you, the law-abiding citizen, are limited in defending yourself. But don't worry, we have police officers. Oh, but by the way, we're taking away the police officer's ability to actually do their job. I mean, this was the most ridiculous, convoluted thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Another issue that Republicans wanted to move on, and I would argue probably most Washingtonians would want to see some sort of movement on, is emergency powers. But it would appear that Governor Jay Inslee remains the head guy who's got all the power. No one else can stop him.
Right. Well, the only way to end the emergency powers with Jay Inslee is to get him out of office. This is ridiculous. They passed, they're propping up their vulnerable Democrats by letting them pass all kinds of great laws. And one of them was, oh, look, the Democrats passed this emergency powers that, oh, if we can rein in the governor's powers if 2/3 of the legislature agree, and all, which you already have the power to do. So this was a bill to give the legislature the power that it already has, but they don't have the guts to actually do it. We tried multiple times to get a legislative special session to rein in the governor's emergency powers, and the Democrats stopped it at every turn. I mean, this is ridiculous. We're one of only 4 states that allows the governor to say when an emergency begins and ends. And I'm sorry, you can't have an emergency for 3 years, for goodness sake.
Exactly. And you can't it's absurd. We've had the discussion before. I want to squeeze in the idea that, you know, lots of other states gave tax breaks to its residents after seeing some surpluses, and in some cases not even seeing surpluses, they gave a break to the residents. You saw us already have the 3rd highest gas tax in the country. Your colleague from Whatcom County, Senator Sefcik, tried to get the end to the gas tax, at least for this year. Democrats said no, and by the way, our transportation plan is truly funded by gas taxes, but we're claiming we didn't raise the gas tax. I'll give you 45 seconds.
Right, right. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's, it's a shell game. You know, I called the cap and trade and all the other stuff a crony capitalist shell game. I mean, they use this English language, but the words mean different things.
Yeah.
And, Sefcik's bill, what it actually did was, it said, we are going to pay the taxpayers' gas tax out of the general fund. So instead of the money coming out, we're still going to pay the gas tax, but it's going to be paid for with money that you already sent to the government. So, you know, we're going to give you a 49-cent break every time you go to fuel up your car, which, by the way, costs, what, $66 now to fill up a tank? I mean, this is ridiculous.
As a minimum.
And then I'm sick and tired of these plans where everybody says, in order to get a road that you need or a bridge that you need to raise taxes. I mean, it's here's the project list. Everybody wants the project list. Oh, here's the list of taxes. We're not going to raise taxes. We're just going to fund this with the taxes we already raised. you know, this Climate Commitment Act and all this other nonsense. I mean, it's ridiculous. And for 22 years, this year, 22 years, I have been saying take the sales tax from the sale of motor vehicles when you buy a car and put that into the gas tax account, and the problem with funding transportation goes away. 22 years I've been saying that. And I ran the bill when I was a state rep 22 years ago, and I run that same bill every year now. And if you do that, you have an inflation-linked funding source, the problem goes away.
They know what the problem is. They're just choosing not to address it. But I'm glad we've got someone like you in office who at least is bringing attention to it, State Senator Phil Fortunato. Thank you so much for stopping by, as always.
Well, thank you for the 5 minutes. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Jason.
You got it. Now this.
Bye-bye.